It's Macca here with Josh Styles as co-presenter today. And as we said last week, we set you some homework to do, Josh, didn't we? Yeah. So your homework was?
Top 10 retro video games.
Okay, so we're going to go back in time. What was the oldest one? Do you know what the year was, the oldest retro game ever?
Pong was released in the 1970s.
In 1970s, good grief. Okay, so I wonder where Pong is in the top 10. So let's have you the first one. What was number 10?
Street Fighter 2.
Street Fighter 2? I can't say that I remember that. I'm guessing it's all about fighting and stuff, and you go through different levels and get to the other side and stuff. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about it or not?
It's basically like a 2D fighting game.
Okay, have you ever played it?
No.
No, right, okay. What's next? What's at number 9?
Tetris.
Tetris. Now, I've heard of Tetris. I'm probably, you know, I'm not switched on with the old game, so tell us a little bit about Tetris and I might just remember it. It might trigger something.
It's a game where you literally just place these, like, falling blocks and, like, you have to place them in a certain way and they can't reach the top.
Okay, that kind of rings a bell. Have you ever played that one?
Yes.
Okay, do you like that one?
It's fun.
Does it get you hooked?
Sometimes.
Okay, what's next? What's at number 8?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Now, I've played this many times. Is this the one with the rings and your head goes up and has to attach to the rings and stuff? Okay, this probably was late 80s, early 90s when this came out?
Yes.
Okay, so that's at number 8. What's at number 7? He's looking at his phone. He's had it all written down, and I've said to him,
you want Pac-Man.
Pac-Man. Now, is that the one where they're all cooped up in a little squarey thing, and they have to, and every time the colours change, they have to go out and they eat people, and then they can only eat people for such amount of time, and then it all changes, and they turn around and eat them.
Mm.
That's it, isn't it?
And you can't. I've played that game so many times. I played the Google version of it.
Okay.
And I managed to complete it.
Oh, right. Oh, wow. You're a Pac-Man champion then. Wonderful. All right. So what's next? What's at number 7?
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. Okay. I know the name, but I'm not sure. What's going to describe?
I don't really know the game that well.
Donkey Kong. Is there a donkey in it?
I don't know.
Alright, move on. What's number 6? We're up to number 6.
Paperboy.
Paperboy. Never heard of that one. Go on, you got me there. Have you ever played Paperboy?
I looked at a video for it yesterday when I was looking at the top 10, and it's basically a game where you just go around delivering papers, newspapers as fast as you can. You can only deliver it marked on the.
Okay, brilliant. So, did it hook you in? Are you going to go and play it?
I really want to play that game now because it's so fun.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe we can find it later and have a game. Okay, what's at number 5?
Sensible Soccer.
Sensible Soccer. Now that again rings a bell, but I'm not sure. Are they like small little blobs playing football?
I've
got a funny feeling I'm playing that. Just step up a little bit closer to that microphone. You've relaxed back in the chair. Okay, so what's at number 4?
Frogger.
Frogger. Rings a bell. I'm guessing there's a frog in it. Is this the one we got hit him over the head? I keep poking their heads up. Is that the one?
I haven't played it, so no.
You haven't played it, so you don't know. I'm guessing, because when you go to a fairground or anything like that, there's always this thing where you have these two soft hammers and they keep poking their heads up in different holes and you have to whack them over the head. I would imagine that gets off it lets off a lot of steam. What's in the top 3?
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. That's been around for quite a while, and I've heard that one, and I think I know what that is. Is that one that you play a lot?
I've been to a retro cafe on the mainland. I played it, and it's like, it took a while to work out who I was at first, but then
there's a retro cafe where you can go and play all of these games. How wonderful. Is there anything like that on the Isle of Wight?
No.
How sad, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that would be remembering these games thinking, I want to now go and play those games. What's at number 2?
Mario Bros.
Mario Brothers. Okay, I kind of know, because there's two little guys, and are they got moustaches? Yeah. And obviously they look alike, almost twin-like.
Mario and Luigi.
Mario and Luigi, right, okay. And what's number 1? I'm guessing it's going to be the big one, isn't it?
I was like reading them in the wrong order, thinking, so number 2 was what you thought was number two was actually one was two was actually number one.
Okay, all right. So what is number two then?
That was Mortal Kombat.
Ah, Mortal Kombat. Okay, so we've done it then. We've done the top 10.
Yes.
Hey, it took a bit of time, but we got there, didn't we?